God is faithful all the time. Many things are happening we can't even keep up. It's just incredible what God is doing. Now, especially in a time of release and exposure, all of this stuff is happening. It's just phenomenal. He's making a way that is just bringing light into darkness areas and exposing everything. Everybody say everything. Amen. Praise God. Well, would you turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, please? Starting at verse 1, let's speak it together. And to everything there is a what? A season. A time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that which he labors? I have seen God given tasks with which the sons of men are to be occupied in time. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their what? Hearts. He's put eternity in their where? Hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. I know that nothing is better than for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a what? It is a gift of God. Now, there's something very powerful in this because you must understand that time is connected to everything in life. Time. Time to lie. Time to get up. Time to run. Time to walk. Everything you and I are in this reality is a time connection. And one of the things he wants to get us to, and it's going to be strange, is a timeless heart. A timeless heart. So that your heart is not bound by time. Why? Because if it's bound by time, it's connected to all of these things. He's trying to deliver us from time. I'm going to tell you about a vision I had. Because I had another teaching. And I just happened to say, well, Lord, you know, really, what do you want to talk about? And he gave me a vision, and I saw an individual worshiping the Lord. And while he was worshiping the Lord, white letters came out of him. And the word was time. And they just kept flowing out of him. Flowing out of him. And why that person was worshiping. He says, I want to deliver my people from time. And that's what the process is, what we're going through right now. We are being delivered from time. Because we are eternal. And time is bondage. It's what? Bondage. Everything revolves around time here, doesn't it? Everything. In Psalm 24. So what he's saying is, I'm going to deliver. I want my people to have a timeless heart. Psalm 24. So that's why everything that we're going through right now, the whole world, is to deliver us from time. Think about that. Man, when I saw that vision and I saw that person just worshiping the Lord and these words just constantly pouring out, said time, 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 time. They were in white letters, just keep coming out while that person was worshiping. Time, time, time. And then when I saw the word stop, that person blended into a timeless reality. In other words, everything that was around him was no longer connected to him. He was disconnected from everything associated in this world and just still in God's presence. So one of the things that assists me and you to being delivered from time is worship. Worship. Worship, worship, worship. The more you worship, the deeper you go in, deep calls on it, the more you'll be delivered from time. Now, time is associated with worry and fear, isn't it? Everything is connected to time. Everything. And he wants to free us so that you and I have a timeless heart. So it's not connected. It's not interfered with. It's not emotionally driven. In Psalm 24 and verse 1. Let's speak it. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place or his presence? He who has what? Clean hands and a what? A pure heart is a timeless heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Clean hands and a pure heart. Well, what's a pure heart? A timeless one. It's no longer connected to this world. So while you're praising and worshiping, singing those songs, God is delivering us from time. Listen, I can only preach what I see or what I'm told. When I get a vision and he says, talk about this, I got to talk about it. That means I have to search it out and find out what the heck. You imagine seeing somebody here worshiping the Lord and seeing words of they were white letters, all capital, time, time, time. The more that person worshiped, the more is being delivered from them. John 18:35. Pilate answered and said, am I a Jew to Jesus? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world or of this what? Time. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight. Think about that. They would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here or of this time or of this reality. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. He said that I'm not, in other words, my kingdom is a timeless kingdom. It's not of this world. Timeless kingdom. Truth frees us from bondage. Of what? Time. That's why the Lord, God Almighty, who is timeless, put on flesh and came into a false reality, time, to deliver us from time and to give us weaponry and armory so we can overcome time. Everything that is connected to time brings bondage. So people are worried and fearful of time. You know, time is not on your side. Time is your enemy. Hallelujah. So don't sing that Rolling Stones song. Time. It's not on my side. No, it's not. Time is your enemy. Hello. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's start at 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. In other words, we do not lose what? A timeless heart. By the entanglements and affairs of this world. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. Why? Because God is delivering us from time. While we do not look, what we can see, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Temporary. They're attached to time. Is that something that's temporary attached to time? Yes, or else it would be eternal. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Wow. Not looking at the things of this reality of time, but the eternal things of the eternal reality of time. Hebrews 4. That's why we labor unto the Lord, not unto ourselves. Hebrew 4, verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from its sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Timeless words. That's what the word of God is. It is timeless. It penetrates everything. And nothing can hold it and nothing can prevent it. Does everybody get that? God's words are timeless, that penetrate the soul to those that put to practice his word. It brings deliverance of time. But if you're not putting it to practice, is it going to bring deliverance of time? No. It brings deliverance of time. That's why even when we speak and worship his words in the songs, it's bringing deliverance to me and you from time. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, therefore what? Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before what? Before time began. Now, time was established, of course, by God, but I believe that, and this is, I'm going to give you my opinion on something. I'm not saying that God said this or whatever. But there's areas where I believe that because, first of all, things were eternal. Amen? Things were eternal until Adam fell. Once Adam fell, things were no longer eternal. And it's very possible that God, even though it says in the beginning, which God created all things, but see, when God speaks about certain things, it's past, present, and future. So even though it says in the beginning in Genesis 1:1, it doesn't mean, it means there's multiple meanings to it. Or even God created time from the fall of Adam. Why? Because he had to put people into a place in an area where that bondage brought them from Adam's fall. So, the only way people can get saved is to come out of time. when you are saved and born again of the Spirit, you are released from the time because everything else in time. Why was time established? Because Satan took over. And God even said to Adam, look at, we don't want him to take care. It says he's became like us, but it wasn't really because they were in God's character, but they were knowing good and evil. And they were no longer, righteousness was no longer the lead. Good and evil was the lead. And he said, if they partake of the tree of life, who was Jesus, they'll live forever. He says, I can't have that. So we got to put an end to this. So we're going to have to create time where there's a beginning and an end. And I really believe he created the beginning of time in the area of humanity with Adam, with the fall, so that there would be an end of it. Does everybody understand that? Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. Now that we got that covered. Where were we? 2 Timothy chapter 1. Did we do that yet? Good. Ooh. All right. We got number 10. Thank you. Let's start number 10. But has now been what? Revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Why? Because the gospel is the word of God, which is timeless. Then what did Jesus say? He who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood. Well, what's his flesh? The word. And drinks of his blood. It's his spirit. What did he say? If you do these things, if you partake of these things, you will what? Have eternal life. Why? Because you'll be free from a time. A time of reality, a false reality. The time right now we're living in is a false reality. That's why the world is still messed up. They're trying to fight their way out of a false reality. Oh, hallelujah. And he says, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until the what? Till that day. So you and I were predestined before time. God saw us coming in into an arena where there would be time, but he was waiting for us to become born again in the spirit to be cut loose of time. Now he's got to deliver us consistently by praise and worship. See, there's no more past to you. That's where the word of God says, he is a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Then why haven't they passed away? Because time is still connected. Does everybody understand this? And how does it get disconnected? Through worship. Through eating the word of God. Through drinking of the Spirit. The more we do it, the more we get set free. The less we do it, the more we're battling time. And time is your what? Enemy. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. Yet if anyone suffers, is everybody there? As a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for what? Judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Why? Because if they're not obeying the gospel of God, they're still bound in time, aren't they? Amen? They're not timeless. Still bound by time, trying to get... If you've ever noticed, the world is always trying to get as much fulfillment in before time runs out. Think about that. They're trying to see the world before time runs out. Because they're bound by what? Time. They're not timeless. They want to accomplish all kinds of things before time runs out. I don't want to see the world before time runs out. I'm not bound by time. We want to save the world before time runs out for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God who at what? various times in various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he has made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Wow. Timeless word became flesh to free us from a slavery of time that's connected to sin, loss, pain, sicknesses, fear, oppression, loneliness, bondage, curses, and prison. People imprisoned by time. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, or were they going to? Many will depart from the timeless reality and go back to the time of bondage, false reality, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons and media, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is made, is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So powerful. Many will depart from the timeless reality back to a time of bondage. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Let's speak it. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So darkness is the bondage of time, isn't it? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Why? Because they'll bring you back into the bondage of time. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? Evil. Redeeming the time. In other words, we are taking time of the false reality and exchanging it for a timeless reality. How are you doing that? By exposing it. By exposing it. So that's redeeming the time. It doesn't mean sitting there twiddling your thumbs or finding something to do to waste time. It means you're taking the things that are of time on bondage and you're exposing them. By why? Recognizing them. So you're exchanging those areas that are time-binding to a timeless. That's what Jesus did on the cross, didn't he? Hallelujah. Taking time of a false reality to exchanging it for a timeless reality. Laboring unto the Lord to fulfill his purpose. So we don't go to work. Again, money is not our priority. If it is, then you're bound by time. Well, I need to make more money. I need to do that. Then you're bound by time. Why? You ain't trusting God. How can you trust God if you're still trying to work it out yourself? The Bible says work out your own salvation. That means cooperation with God. Galatians 4. glory. Does God know that you need money? Yeah. But the Bible says that the love of money is the what? Root of all evil. Well, what does it do? It brings you into a set of bondage. It puts you from a timeless position to bound by time. Glory. Galatians chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is a master of all. But he's under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Bound by what? Time. But when the fullness of time had come, praise God, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son in your hearts, where you are crying out, Abba, Father. Why, you have a new father now, an eternal one, because you're not bound by time. You're timeless. Therefore, you are no longer a slave to time, but a son, and if a son, then a what? Heir of God through Christ. Love it. Knowing how to maintain a timeless existence by denying oneself, taking the fight of the cross and against all false reality. And then what happens? To follow the timeless Savior. I'm going to say that again. Knowing how to maintain a timeless existence by denying yourself. You know, it takes to deny yourself to worship God. Amen. You're exchanging your presence for his. Take up the cross and fight against the false reality of time. And then you're able to follow the timeless Savior and live a life timeless. Romans 13. That doesn't mean you disrespect time. Amen. And what do I mean by that? In other words, you show up to work on time. You tell somebody you're going to be on time. You make sure you're there. Hallelujah. Don't make excuses, because time will turn around and bite you. Remember, time's your enemy. So don't make excuses for time. Romans 13, verse 11, please. And do this, what? Knowing that the time that now is what? High time to awake out of time, or out of what? Sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Time is coming to an end. That's why we need to rescue as many people as possible before time ends for them. But it's not, we're timeless. They're not. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. He changes the what? Times and seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. Is that what's happening right now? Amen. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals what? Deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the king's demand. What king are we talking about now? Jesus. What's his demands, his purpose for me and you? Oh, happy days. Wisdom to those who have understanding. This is godly wisdom. Why? Because they're timeless. Psalm 31, verse 14. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My what? My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who what? Fear you, which you have prepared for those who what? Trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence, which is timeless place. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown us his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all who hope in the Lord. I'm going to close at Psalm 1. Psalm 1, verse 1, let's speak it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the what? Ungodly, or the flesh. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That's a grumbler, complainer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In other words, his delight is in the words of God. It says, in his law or on his words, he what? He meditates. He focuses. What? He puts it into practice. Day and night. He shall be like a what? Tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall what? Prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Perish. Those who are bound by time, it's totally different than those who are timeless. We are timeless. We have a teaching called a timeless generation. But we are timeless. That's what God is delivering. That's why you're seeing everything happening right now globally. God is trying to remove us from a timeless state of being where we are constantly, everything we do is focused on eternal. Amen? Eternal focus. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed that has been planted into us tonight will grow and bear fruit for your glory and will manifest in us and through us. And Lord, as you visit us in dreams and visions, because dreams and visions are timeless, you'll give us direction. You'll give us counsel. You'll give us correction. But keep us in that state so we're not bound by time nor all the attachments with time. But free us from time so that we may be a timeless generation in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.